Legislators at the hearing quizzed Governor Cuomo's tax commissioner on a plan that could result in the freeze of local property taxes. Tax Commissioner Thomas Maddox admits it's a complex plan.
This is clearly a very complicated space.
The governor's proposal relies on local governments and school districts doing several things. First, they would need to agree to limit overall spending increases to 2% or less in the first year of the program. In the second year, they would also have to show that they consolidated some services. In the first 2 years, property taxpayers would get a rebate for any tax charges that are higher than the previous year's levy. It could range from $200 to $500. After the first 2 years, the rebates would be given out based on need in a circuit breaker type system that would reward lower-income residents with more money. Senator Liz Krueger, a Manhattan Democrat, asked Commissioner Maddox what would happen, though, if someone lived in a town or city that adhered to the tax freeze requirements, but their school district did not comply.
If I'm a homeowner who lives in a cap-compliant municipality, but my school district is not cap-compliant, what happens to my eligibility for a circuit breaker?
Maddox did not have an immediate answer.
Well, there are several technical aspects like that that we will have to work through depending on what the final form of the budget and the legislation takes.
Maddox says the tax department is hoping to set up a website to help homeowners with the details. Even the commissioner, though, seemed confused at times. He said the state would distribute the rebates to taxpayers in the form of checks mailed to their homes this year, but in the future would offer the difference in an income tax rebate. That description contradicted statements by Cuomo's budget director, who said the rebates would always be mailed as checks to property owners. Later, Maddox clarified that the rebates would indeed come in the mail, and he told lawmakers during his testimony that it is a work in progress.
We have some work to do in terms of figuring out how to make this a simple process for homeowners who are eligible to get the exemption.
The complexities of the plan and the difficulties in explaining them caused Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco, a Republican from Syracuse, to express some skepticism. He said the proposal as planned
is a nightmare, an absolute nightmare, and you have to administer it.
Senator DeFrancisco does support the concept of a property tax freeze, but he says the plan, as described by Maddox, would require the auditing of millions of New Yorkers' tax returns. Business groups were supportive. Ken Pokalski of the Business Council says plans to cut the corporate tax rate, phase out an energy tax, and offer tax-free options for upstate manufacturers will improve the business climate and the economy.
These business tax reforms and lower business rates will produce important job income and economic benefits to the state.
But some religious leaders oppose the tax plans. Around 40 ministers, rabbis, and other faith leaders held a protest prayer vigil before the hearing began. The Reverend Brooke Newell with the New York State Council of Churches says Cuomo's plan focuses too heavily on tax cuts that benefit the wealthy, including reductions in the estate tax, and not enough on the working poor and the needy.
With a tax plan where the ultra-rich continue to get tax breaks, I pay a higher percentage of my salary in income taxes than the governor does, and I don't make anywhere near as much as he does. So it's about fairness.
Once state lawmakers return from vacation, they'll have about 3 weeks to agree on a tax plan and the rest of the budget. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.